This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me instead of out dancing somewhere or out partying or whatever it is. You know, you crazy people, right? You listen to The Real Side, always a pleasure. Like I said, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up on the website. But, you know, I want your email address. That's number one. Really would love to have your email address. I send out an email once a week. I don't. I try not to make you guys. I don't want to be made crazy by them. So why would I do it to you? So just, you know, again, I send it out. You can come on. I knew this when I came in here. Oh, you can the text. I'm still getting used to the text thing. Right, so Facebook, Twitter, all of them really have been giving us a hard time getting the message out. Very hard to block texts. So if you want to be notified by text, send a text to TRS. Yeah, I know, right? Sounds like a bunch of snakes in here. TRS at 55222. That's TRS to 55222, and I'll get you a message out before the show starts. I will not do it every night. I don't want you driving me nuts every night, so I'm not going to drive you nuts every night. You know what I'm saying? Just want to get you informed. Want to get you engaged. Want to get you informed. Okay. Boy, I've got so much I want to talk about. Sandy Gibbs is going to join us in a little bit. And I know you enjoy him, because I enjoy him. But here's the hypocrisy behind the Democrats. And the beauty behind this is that later on in the show, there is a clip that I came across from Breitbart, but there's a clip, that there was a group of moms and dads out in front of Nancy Pelosi's office. And reporters showed up there, and they started talking about how Nancy won't see them. Nancy won't come near them. Guess who else won't come near them? Elizabeth Warren. Guess who else won't come near them? Kamala Harris. These are American citizens that she won't come near, that they won't come near. And the thing with Harris is even better, because from her door in there, you can see Dreamer shirts that are signed by so-called Dreamers. So it's amazing how these Democrat politicians, they can't be legislators because they don't know anything about the law, Democrat politicians that won't protect Americans. The reason they have the seat they have, the reason they get in the office with it is because of our Constitution, yet, and I love how they call this president lawless. Have they looked at what they're doing? So the Democrats don't want ICE notified when illegal aliens try to purchase guns. Now they want you thrown in jail. You, an American citizen, pay your taxes. They want you thrown in jail for doing something like this. But when an illegal does it, don't say anything. Is this nuts or what? I mean, it gets sicker and sicker as the days go on. And you're going to hear later on when I play that clip, lifelong Democrats are catching on to this now, which is why they have to go outside the country. which is why they have to go after votes that they don't deserve, shouldn't have. As the debate over legal immigration continues to rage, Democrats continue to prove they are proponents of open borders and total lawlessness. The latest example comes from Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is berating Democrats for protecting illegal aliens who attempt to purchase firearms and fail a background check. Right? Think about it. I could read this to you, but I think it'd make you crazy. Matt goes on to say the Democrats in the Judiciary Committee just voted against notifying ICE when an illegal alien fails a background check to buy a gun. Now, they hate ICE so much that they keep ICE in the dark when illegal... Think about that. They hate ICE and what ICE does so much. They only think ICE... By the way, another one. Apparently, if you're a Democrat, you think the Supreme Court only exists to protect Roe versus Wade. That's it. Oh, and same-sex marriage. Those are the only two things that you think that they are around for, and you think the only thing ICE is to do is to round up illegals and send them back. You think that's their only job also? You know, again, your ignorance shines. Shines like never seen before. Last year, a record number of illegal aliens, millions of them, tried to purchase firearms in the United States. Not only is it illegal to enter the United States without permission, it's illegal for them to purchase a gun. I don't even know how to explain this to them. Right? I mean, this is really sick. The FBI has barred a record number of cases of illegal immigrants from buying guns. Now, that's according to a new report out on background checks, right? The National Instant Criminal Background Check System listed 7 million. Write this down. 7,836,600 illegal unlawful aliens as of 2018 tried to buy guns. Almost 8 million illegals who were already here illegally, okay, God only knows what else they're doing. I'm not saying all 8 million are going to commit a felony, right? Going to go rob a bank or kill someone. But 8 million of these same people tried to buy guns. You know, when the Dems talk about fixing the... you know, plugging the background check hole. You know, I don't even want to use her name. She's sickening. When Harris talks about making background checks harder, how about making them harder for illegals to the point where the illegal doesn't want to even walk into the store to do it? Because if the illegal walks into the store to buy a gun, they should be arrested on the spot. You heard it, on the spot, not protected by the. Morons. I'm Joe with Senior Host. Let's see if Xander can calm me down after the break. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Now that's rock and roll. That ain't garbage to try to sell you today. I sound like my dad, for God's sake. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Next week is CPAC week. It's really funny. You blow the whole week doing this, but you're going to get two solid days of broadcast. When you get there, I hear that Donald, or if you're close to him like Xander is, you can call him the Donald, will be there on Friday, but we'll find out for sure. It's kind of whacked, because when they come in, imagine this row of radio broadcasters, and they come in, and for some odd reason they feel the need to come in at the end of that row. And I don't know if it's like they're trying to make a big deal out of it, But they come down there, the Secret Service in uniform with dogs, with German shepherds. They come down that row like troop, you know, like stormtroopers. And it's everybody off now. Get out, get out, get out, get out. And that's all they're yelling is get out, get out, get out. And they don't care whether you're alive or not. You got to go. That's it. End of discussion. You're not going to argue with the dog. You'd argue with the guy with the gun before you'd argue with the dog. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to help me kick off the weekend. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Always. And I was going to say something. God, I've lost my mind momentarily. I got so excited that the Donald was going to be there, I kind of lost it for a second. Anyhow.
I would be excited at the Donald being there, too.
Oh, so here's what I was doing a story about the Democrats who are trying to make it so that they love Americans so much. They care about American citizens. They care about us so much that they're trying to make it so you cannot report an illegal who tries to purchase a gun. Okay? They don't want it. Right? There was almost 8 million illegals last year trying to purchase guns legally. They tried to go into a store, thought they were going to pass them. I don't know what they thought. I would love to sit one down and say, you're here illegally. You don't have, you don't have valid identification. The heck were you thinking? But the Dems are fighting this, believe it or not. They don't want them reported to ICE because they didn't do anything wrong.
It's almost as if Barack Obama made a bet with whoever's in charge of the Dems now that they couldn't kind of make themselves look even more stupid, over the next couple of years. Because let's face it, the Democrats have become a parody of themselves. And I mean, okay, I'm waiting for someone to kind of wake me up from my coma and say, Ocasio, it was a figment of your, figment of your imagination.
It was a joke. It was a joke, Xander. Yeah. Wake up. It was just a joke.
I mean, what she's done to New York is just unforgivable. The Donald has brought all these jobs to the country, and there she is, single-handedly getting rid of Amazon from New York. I mean, this woman is a shunder. Get her gone.
Listen, the average job was going to be in the 100,000 range, from 90 to 100,000, 110,000. She wanted New Yorkers to have valid, honest, real jobs. I'm thinking, what's a real job? 200, 250, 300,000? I don't understand what she's coming from. I'm thoroughly confused.
But the thing is, when graduates can't command this kind of salary, how can your average Joe who left school with no HSC or any of those things expect that? How can you command that?
Oh, listen, I've got a clip I may play later on. Tammy and I were talking about this a lot. I might play it. I'm going to see how nice I want to be later. Where people can't name, or young people especially, can't name one picture on Mount Rushmore. I mean, not one president from Mount Rushmore. And I'm going, come on. I get we may not be, maybe you can't name all four, been out of school for a while, I can picture it in my head, but don't tell me you can't name one. Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Teddy, the Roosevelt. Got to be able to name one.
Do you think that Donald will ever be on there? That
well, if he has his way, yes.
Just around the side,
No.
I would make a perfect head on Mount Rushmore. The best head you will have ever seen. I love my president before people.
I would
start.
Put it down lower, and I would have him looking up at all of them. Right? Let me hold you up. Let me hold you guys up. Make sure you're good. That kind of thing. So anyhow, but no. I mean, you got to admit, when I was doing this story, I'm thinking to myself, are these people that far off? Are they that out of touch with the reality of what's going on around them that they have to, or have they lost the average voter, the average Dem voter? Have they lost their middle of the road party so badly that the only thing they have left is to get the illegals here?
I think you've actually hit the nail on the head. Or why would they want to put us at risk in that way? that has to be the only explanation for it. I mean, I'm sure there are still some dumb Americans, and I mean that with you know, from a very loving perspective, all my Americans that are going to vote Democrat, you know, that will vote for them because they've been spoon-fed their propaganda for since like the year dot.
Yeah.
But they've got to ship them in now to kind of get them to vote for them, and I think it's a worry. It's a threat to our very existence. You know, I love the phrase that, you know, it's tearing at the fabric of society. Dems are tearing at the fabric of American society.
Yeah, but, you know, do you really believe that they think that? Or do you think that they believe this is truly what America is about? That we're supposed to be totally open borders, you know? I don't get it. I really don't get it.
But you would have to be pretty stupid to think that it could be that way. I mean, let's just take the
now think about what
9/11.
You just said.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying, Joe. Just think about the case of 9/11.
Right.
How many Americans, you know, 3,000 plus Americans were killed on 9/11 because of terrorists. And you know, the first time, you know, the one man that says, oh, I'm going to protect Americans, I'm going to build the wall, I'm going to do all of this, and then they call him racist and a hater. I mean, he's got a very thankless task as far as I'm concerned. You know, he does all of this good, and then people are still saying, well, you're this, and you're that, and you're the other, and it's disheartening. You know, for me as an American, it's disheartening.
Well, I would like to know, and I know you left them a long time ago, but I would like to know what the gay community is going to do now that Donald Trump, you know, the gay-hating, no, I love this, he's gay-hating and he's women-hating, right? Yet he...
Yeah.
He just appointed or nominated the third woman for the United Nations position of ambassador. But what does that mean? And then and now he's one of his cabinet people are on a world tour to make sure or to help promote gay rights everywhere in the on the planet.
Yeah.
So,
he's still a homophobe.
Yeah. When we come
he's
back,
he's a gay-hating, gay-loving homophobe.
I'm very confused. His medication isn't right. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
R&B singer R. Kelly is scheduled to appear in bond court Saturday in Chicago after being charged with sex crimes involving minors that go back more than a decade. Attorney Michael Avenatti, who represents two alleged victims, calls Kelly a predator.
I am confident that he will be convicted in other jurisdictions as well, and he will rightfully die in a prison somewhere, whether it be in Illinois or elsewhere in America. He should never walk free another day in his life.
Through his lawyers, Kelly has consistently denied the charges. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is charged with two counts of soliciting a prostitute in Jupiter, Florida. A spokesman for Kraft says they categorically deny he engaged in any illegal activity. Police say they have video. The Justice Department is downplaying expectations that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report will be completed and handed over to the Attorney General next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again, with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
Lucky stars, nothing. That's what you have for breakfast. I thank God for what I got. Can you still say that without getting shut off? Yeah. I am proud to be American. I am proud to be a God-loving American. And I'm proud to be white. Okay, like if I was black, I'd be proud to be black. If I was Asian or, well, I guess, Native American, I would be proud to be anything like that. What's the problem? Now, somebody's going to cut out the clip of me saying I'm proud to be white and watch how that goes. I am proud to be alive. I am proud to have another day to show the love of God to others. I'm proud to have another day to be able to put the truth out there. Wow. I mean, no, I was watching some of the comments earlier about somebody along the lines of being proud of who they were, and people went nuts. But let me bring somebody in. I'm also proud to have on the show with me Xander Gibb, who joins me every week, helps me kick off the weekend, and we can party together to a degree. Anyway, well, kind of. You know, I had New York cheesecake. You didn't.
Yeah,
and I'm not
stop,
rubbing that
stop.
In, but
don't tell me anymore. I mean, not only in 1 week you have New York cheesecake without me, but I'm no longer your token gay person. I mean, you can go off people.
No,
Joe.
No, I've got to go down the list. I need just to make them really mad. Let me see. We have a gay guest on. I now have a bisexual guest. I need a lesbian, trans. What else is? No, this is 26 letters. I need it the whole month, wouldn't I?
Yeah. I don't know what half of them stand for. I know it's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, unquestioning. So I don't know what the rest of it is.
I don't know. Well, questioning should take in most of the other ones, I would think.
Yeah, this is what I said. If you're questioning, you're one of the above. But but we've got to be inclusive, Joe, because it's not fair if we're not.
Oh, God.
Please.
All right. You know, no. Do you think that they sometimes... Anybody in that group sits back and says, boy, sometimes we look like real buffoons.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody does that?
Yeah, I take pleasure in making them know that they're buffoons. like, you know, when they accuse me of being homophobic and
that's always great.
And things like this. I kind of like that. There's a sport involved in it, rightly or wrongly for me, because it, you know, part of my job as a political commentator is to highlight hypocrisy. And if you're trying to make me out to be a hypocrite when the hypocrite is you, then I'm going to tell the world.
Yeah. No, I think that they've given up because now, you know, with the walkaway movement and what have you, look at what the Democrats do, and here they are. I am thoroughly surprised. Now, maybe you can explain this to me because you ran with them for a little while, right? And I'm trying to understand how you, twice in the last decade, you go to allocate over $40 billion to build a wall. At one point, your tribe votes for it at 84%. At another point, your tribe votes for it at 100%, fights for having it, speaks against illegal immigration, pounds away at we can't have them just coming over the border, and then all of a sudden, the wall's immoral. We won't give you a dollar for the wall. It's wrong to stop people from coming in. Now, either all their medication ran out years ago and they just don't know what they're talking about, or they're genuinely dishonest.
Are you referring to Nancy Pelosi by any chance?
we should send her a case of Polydent. What do you think?
Yeah. Hello. We've made you Miss Denture Fixative 2019. Oh, that's really nice of you. Thanks very much. Do I get it for free for life?
You know, if somebody out there can do characters, this is what I'd love. Send me a picture of Nancy Pelosi with a crown that looks like dentures. And what do you call it, a scepter or whatever it is, that's just adorned with dentures. That would be wonderful. Okay, anyhow, so if you're a creative person, there's your project for the weekend. Anyhow, but sincerely,
send it to joe@therealsite.com.
My address is up on the website. If you go to contact us, you can send it there. But anyway, seriously, when you look at this stuff and you look at some of the common sense things, well, what we would consider common sense today, but then flip that over, they considered it common sense just a short period, a short time ago. This has got to be nothing more than the amount of hate that they have for Trump. That it's, if he gave them what they needed to cure cancer, they wouldn't do it. Not now.
If Donald Trump found a cure for cancer and shared it with the world, they'd find a way to turn it on him.
Well, they'd say he's going to make money from the Democrats. He's going to make money for this, I'm sure. In some way, shape, or yeah. Look at the thing with Jesse Smollett, right? Or Jesse Smollett. Now you heard with Don Lemon. Don Lemon is still on the fact that it doesn't matter what was fake, this hate still goes on, and it was great that Smollett called it out. I mean, these guys are really, really deranged. And the mainstream media is not even carrying the hoax for all intents and purposes.
No. And it's such a double standard, because look what they did to Roseanne. I know it's kind of, it was a slightly different thing, but they crucified her. They affected the show and everything else. I heard today that they are writing him out, but I think they should have fired him immediately.
Immediately.
No matter how it affects the script, you know?
Well, you know, he wanted to gain a little more fame so he could ask for more money. Do you know what he got paid per episode?
No.
$100,000. I'm glad to see that the community is oppressed, right? I mean,
yeah,
that poor.
You know, I kind of think this is a little bit deeper, Joe. I think that I really have the impression that some senior Democrats have said to him, "Go and do this, and we'll cover you," because he seems really surprised that he's getting like prosecuted for this, and so I think that he thought that he was gonna. You know, they were going to have his back, and they didn't. It really wouldn't surprise me if, you know, maybe Legs Up Harris or, you know, some of them have contacted him and said, you know.
Well,
sorry, am I allowed to call with that on this show?
You can call anybody, anything you want to, just as long as you also give out your email address after you do
Xander Gibb, Xander@xandergibb.com. Just send it all my way. I know how to hit a delete button. No, seriously, though, Joe, I think that there's a political background to this, and I think that some senior Democrats have been involved in this. I really do.
Well, all right, so let's go a little further with this. Now he comes out today, and he alludes to the fact that he might have a drug problem. You know, and that's
drug
crazy
to
do all.
Forget him then, you know? let's send him to rehab and parks.
And then when he comes out of it, we'll call him a hero and look at all the stuff he went through and, oh, my God, what a hero. All right, and then it gets even better. You're going to love this one, too. So I'm driving down the road. I'm listening to MSNBC because I go through some of the stations. I want to hear what they have to say on what's going on. MSNBC.
Were you depressed?
Yeah. After about 32 seconds listening to MSNBC, I was very depressed. I went from that to extremely mad. I don't know, it's bad. So they're talking a little bit about the situation. One guy says, you know, here's my problem with this. We know that the Chicago PD has a very corrupt police department. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, please, don't drive through Chicago anytime soon, right? So he starts going off, and he says, and do you know, you know, like with that condescending attitude, that the Chicago Police Patrolmen's Association endorsed Donald Trump? So you know there's some connection there. You know there's something going on. I'm going, oh, please call
me. Like what?
He never said it. But,
did they want free Trump gin? But,
I'm sure that the black police commissioner or the superintendent of police, as they call him, I'm sure that he is totally 100% in Donald Trump's side and would do anything to make Donald look good, even if it means ignoring a racially hate-based situation on this young. No, the guy.
Of course, he wants a free trip to Mar-a-Lago. Clearly, that's what it is. You know.
But this is how sick they are. They're making excuses for people like this.
But seriously, I mean, I've had it myself. I've had people say to me, "You support Donald Trump because you're racist. You support him because you're in love with him." Seriously, these are things that people have said to me. I support Donald Trump because I back his policies 155 million %. But we can talk more about this after the break.
Yeah, right. So what do you need me for? I'm going to go make a ham sandwich. You just go into your business. All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'll be back, hopefully, with Xander after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat. And you smell like a dung heap.
I will get the disco ball hooked up, I promise. We are back. Come on, I'll let you dance around. Take one stroll around the living room. I'll wait for you to get your rollerblades on. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're driving, don't do this. But if you're not driving, I want you to remember. Some of you have to close your eyes and go back into the recesses of your mind. I know it's a long drive, but go back into the recesses of your mind. And remember Friday nights when you couldn't wait to get home. You get your rollerblades out. You went to the, Tammy's laughing because she's too young for this, but you went to the roller skating rink, right? And you'd go round and round, which is, do you remember the shorts of the 70s that we used to wear? They're nothing like that. You know, today the shorts look like underpants of the 70s or something like that. But anyhow, somebody sent me a picture and I thought it was hilarious. Just hilarious. Anyway, I know he's throwing up right about now, but Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week just to have some fun, shore up the news, head into the weekend. How you doing, Xander?
I am wonderful, thank you.
Yeah.
When you said, you know, if you're driving around, I was thinking, you know, make sure you have a car.
Yeah. Oh, oh, so, but can you, I mean, we've all seen those movies, like Saturday Night Fever and all that, where, you know.
Yeah, on repeat. Not when it first came out.
No, of course. No, I realize.
Because I was not boring.
Yeah, you're a youngster.
I'm a youngin. I'm only 35.
Yes, I know.
Again.
for the 11th time? I don't know. Whatever.
How dare you?
Well, I celebrated the 30th anniversary of my 29th birthday, last year, so it was cool. Anyway.
Tammy and I are both a lot younger than you, Joe.
Thank you. I feel much better. Yeah.
Good.
I can see a walker. Yeah, there's a walker in the corner of the studio in case I should need to use it. Well, hey, listen, rollerblading. Let's go back to rollerblading. Remember that? I mean, yeah. Come on, you're not that old. You don't you remember rollerblades? Did you have inline skates?
I do, but it was never something I was able to do.
Oh.
I can ice skate, and the ideology is if you can ice skate, you can rollerblade. But
you should be able to roller skate at least, right?
Yeah, I can roller skate, but I can't now.
Four wheels, for God's sakes. You can't stand up on four wheels. Maybe you shouldn't be driving either or something.
I have enough trouble with two, you know. It's...
All right. So, I mean, we've had a lot of news come down this week, a lot of things going down. I'm going to play this later on, but I don't mind talking about it with you. CNN's Don Lemon, you know, having a total meltdown over, I keep telling Tammy, I think it's really Juicy Smollett's. I don't think it's Jussie. I think he was in a different, he might have been doing different things before the show he's on now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Isn't it short for Justin or something?
I have no idea. I have no idea. These people make me nuts with this kind of stuff. But think about it. You know, Don Lemon is so hateful, such a hateful person. You hear it, you see it in his face when he's talking about certain issues, right? And he is so mad about this. He is so mad about Jussie being, you know, brought in by the police department. And you know, he had a whole meltdown. And guess for that, he proclaimed that this is not Smollett's fault. Okay?
Well, whose fault is it then?
And he's really teed off at Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson because they have more ratings than he... No, because they... they're making such a big deal out of Jussie doing what he did and really creating a problem for true racism, true hate that does take place. Still today, shouldn't, but it does. I'm not that stupid. But think about what he's doing. Think about what Lemon's doing here. He's putting down two white guys that are actually talking about how bad what this guy did, you know, in the effort of stopping racism. And yet, what is Don Lemon doing? He's saying that this is okay. It's really not his fault.
But here's the point of this for me. That's so ridiculous. But let's face it, Don Lemon is you look in the dictionary under ridiculous, and there's a picture of Don Lemon and his white boyfriend. But what really bothers me about all of this, if there is still so much, you know, activity of this ilk, then why not show us the true, you know, it actually happening rather than have to make it up?
True. Where are all the... I said this last night, and I got silence. Where are all the clips of the violence taking place by people on the right, the MAGA people, the white folks?
Yeah.
Where are all the violence? You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be graphic here and nasty, but where are the pictures of the blacks hanging with guys with MAGA hats hanging around? Where are the pictures of them, you know, grabbing gay people and throwing them off the top of the roofs? I mean, where are all these nasty things that are going on that they say we do on a regular basis? However, I want you to think about something. YouTube is littered, overflowing with video of the left doing nasty things to the right, and YouTube is known for yanking these things down in a heartbeat, aren't they?
Right. But let me rewind, because you touched on something that really kind of, you know, as a gay person, this makes me laugh. When the LGBTQ community gets behind all of these ISIS people and wants them to be brought back, whose head do you think they're going to chop off first? I'm sorry to be blunt, but...
They don't believe it. They don't believe it.
It's
That's the
just
thing.
Such idiocy. Hey, you want to kill gay people? Let's bring you back into the country. You know?
We've got more in America. Bring them in. We've got more in America here than they do.
Yeah, there's lots
right?
of gays in America.
They're more openly. They're easy to find.
Come and chop their heads off. And put their heads in trash cans, and then when your ISIS brides walk by, they won't be surprised when they see them. I mean, did you see that British woman said that Shamima Bega actually said she wasn't fazed by seeing a dismembered head in a trash can. I don't know if I would vomit first or get the heck of the away. I, for some research a few years ago, remember when the American journalist was beheaded? I watched that video as part of some research I was doing for a story. And, you know, I wish I'd never seen it. I wish it just never, ever went away from me. So if you're not fazed by seeing the severed head of any human being, regardless of who or what they are, then you're sick. I'm sorry, but you're sick.
I have fought that in my head of saying, okay, do I really need to see them doing it? Do I really need to see the head afterward? No. I saw enough stuff in my younger days in the area that I grew up in, and I know how horrific it is. What I think is really interesting is the young people not really understanding, or some of these people not. This is not a video game. You don't press a reset button. Just reattach. Really dumb. I was going to ask you something. Can you imagine Don? And you brought it up that Don Lemon's boyfriend is white, and I'm thinking to myself, you know how many times that Don Lemon beats on white people. Do you think his boyfriend's like hiding in the corner of the apartment because he's afraid that maybe he's going to get yelled at or be? I mean, seriously, what's it like at your house?
I find that odd that Don Lemon, you know, demonizes every white male in the United States but sleeps with one every night. I mean,
he's got the only one good white guy in the country, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly. That's probably what it is. I mean, I didn't even know up until probably this year that Don Lemon was gay. But you know what kind of really bothers me about this guy is, you know, have you ever heard the phrase vicious queen? This guy is a vicious, nasty queen. But he's so, because, you know, I thought in journalism, you know, for me, as a journalist, it's about presenting the facts and separating my opinion, what I think about it, from the facts. Because just like you, I share the facts and then I give my opinion. But this guy gives you his opinion and presents those as the facts.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. I really think it shows how disingenuous they are when they're covering for this guy. You know, I mean, just think of the walking into the emergency room with a noose over his neck, right? That is the most horrific symbol of racism and hate that there is.
Yeah.
How deranged do you have to be to use that as a prop?
But you know what's really heartening, because I put a lot on Instagram about this week, was that a lot of the black community were in agreement with me, because that set them back 100 years.
Oh, I agree. It's the same thing with the word racism. You and I have been talking about this for years. People get mad at me when I say it, but it's so true. Racism has absolutely no meaning anymore.
No.
10 or 12 years ago, if you were doing a show, I was doing a show, and somebody said, gee, Joe, you really come off. You sound like a racist with the way you talk. You would stop and do a heartfelt check of what you were saying. Nowadays, they say it to you, and you go, yeah, okay, whatever. So even if you did inadvertently say something nasty or bad and didn't mean it, you wouldn't even apologize for it, because A, they would hang you, and B,
two words.
Go ahead.
Paula Deen.
Oh, no kidding. That's right. I kind of sort of forgot about her. Hey, we're out of time. Can I tell people where to find you?
DanderGives.com and The Real Site every Friday.
And you have a show every Friday just before mine.
I do, yes. XFAD Live, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Be there.
Yes. And you've got to come back in the next hour. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff, partially how Nancy and Warren and those people hate Americans, and I'm going to prove it. We'll be back in just a little bit.